Hello,
Hello.
good evening.
Hello, ma'am. Good evening. My name is Andy. We're just calling to conduct a brief survey on issues facing the community. Could I have some moments of your time to get your opinion? It's so important to us.
What's the topic?
It's mostly about elections, ma'am, and your opinion on the community in Georgia. It'll be a very brief survey.
Okay.
Oh, thank you, ma'am. Well, my first question to you would be is, well, for statistical purposes, may I know your year of birth?
1969.
Great, ma'am. What would you consider your race to be?
African American.
Great, ma'am. And moving on, ma'am, in politics today, do you consider yourself to be a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
I guess independent.
Okay. And do you, would you say you lean more towards the Democratic Party, Republican Party, any of those?
Depends on the topic. Yeah.
All right, ma'am. What would you say is the highest level of education you have completed?
College graduate.
Great, ma'am. And moving on, we'd like to know, ma'am, well, some of the questions are about how what you think of things that are going on in your community and the country. So when thinking about the direction in which the country is headed in, generally speaking, would you say you're very satisfied, somewhat unsatisfied, or very unsatisfied?
Somewhat unsatisfied.
Okay, ma'am. And do you approve or approve of the job that Joe Biden is doing as president?
Is that a yes or no?
Would you say that you approve or disapprove of the job that Joe Biden is doing as president?
Can I say neutral?
Well, you can as well answer strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove.
Somewhat approve.
Somewhat approve, no problem, ma'am.
Yes.
And moving on. Well, I want to use a scale of a 0 to a 10, all right, to see if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each of the following. All right, keep in mind, right, that 0 means that your opinion is very unfavorable towards them, and 10 means that you have a very favorable opinion towards them. All right, so if you don't know the person, you can tell me, ma'am. For example, Brian Kemp from a 0 to a 10. How much would you rate him?
5.
A 5. What about Kamala Harris from a 0 to a 10?
6.
6. And Fannie Willis from a 0 to a 10?
6.
Okay. And Cornel West from a 0 to a 10?
Her name doesn't ring a bell for me.
No problem. What about Democrats in Congress from a 0 to a 10?
Democrats in how it rate them? I would say a 4.
A 4, no problem. And, okay, ma'am. What about Joe Biden from a 0 to a 10?
A 5.
A 5. And Donald Trump, ma'am, from a 0 to a 10?
Negative.
Okay, no problem. Moving on. Mm-hmm. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel, ma'am, that your vote has to make a change on issues that matter to you? For example, you can rate on a scale of a 0 to a 10. 0 means your vote has no power at all. 10 means your vote has a lot of power to make a change on issues that matter to you. From a 0 to a 10, how much power do you feel it has?
5.
A 5.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, ma'am. And no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that the Black community has to make a change on issues that matter most to your community? Keep in mind, ma'am, that 0 means the Black community has no power at all. 10 means that the Black community has a lot of power to make a change on issues that matters to you. From a 0 to a 10?
I would say a 4.
A 4. Okay. How would you describe Black political power since 2020, ma'am? Would you say it's much more powerful, somewhat more powerful, somewhat less powerful, or much less powerful?
Okay, I'm sorry. What's the question again?
How would you describe, ma'am, Black political power since 2020? Would you say it's much more powerful, somewhat more powerful, somewhat less powerful or much less powerful?
Somewhat more powerful.
Okay.
Somewhat.
And no problem, ma'am. And moving on, ma'am. Well, we would like to know, ma'am, you know, it's a little way off, but as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in this November 5th, 2024 general election for president, Congress, and other state and local offices? Using a scale of a 0 to a 10, 0 means you definitely will not vote. 10 means you will vote this 2024. From a 0 to a 10, ma'am?
A 10.
A 10. Okay. And moving on quickly, ma'am, would you say that you care a great deal? A little bit? Not that much? Or not at all, ma'am? Who is elected president in 2024?
A great deal.
A great deal. Okay, ma'am. And if the November 5th, 2024 general election for president, Congress, and other state and local offices were held today, would you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or Cornel West, or another third-party candidate?
Ew. 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 I dare to say Toe's not going to make it.
Or is there anyone
you lean
more towards?
Unfortunately, I lean toward Joe, but I'm not, that's not, yeah, that's not necessarily what I want. So, Biden.
Joe Biden?
Yeah.
Okay. And, now for something a little different, ma'am. Has your life gotten better, stayed about the same, or gotten worse since Joe Biden became president?
I would say it about the same.
Say it about the same. Okay, ma'am. And moving on. I'm going to read to you a list of issues. I want you to read each of them on a scale of a 0 to a 10. 10 means it definitely should be one of the Democrats' top priorities to improve your community. 0 means it definitely should not be one of the Democrats' top priorities to improve the community, ma'am. All right. So, for example.
Okay, one question. Is this community at large or specifically African-American community?
Your community where you live in. It could be also African-American community, ma'am. The survey doesn't specify.
Well. Okay. All right, cool.
Oh, okay, ma'am. Okay. Well, what about inflation or cost of living from a 0 to a 10?
Seven.
A 7, okay. What about criminal justice reform from a 0 to a 10?
Eight.
Eight. Okay. And crime and violence from a 0 to a 10?
10.
Okay. And gun control from a 0 to a 10?
10.
10. Okay. And voting rights from a 0 to a 10?
10.
Okay. And environmental justice from a 0 to a 10?
7.
7. Okay. And moving on quickly, ma'am. Well, I'm going to read to you a list of issues, and I want you to rate each of them on a scale of a 0 to a 10. 10 means the issue has definitely been one of the Democrats' top priorities to improve the community. 0 means the issue has definitely not been one of the Democrats' top priorities to improve the community. You can use any number between a 0 to a 10. So the first one says, ma'am, inflation or cost of living from a 0 to a 10?
I'd say 7.
7, okay. And criminal justice reform from a 0 to a 10?
6.
6, all right. And crime and violence from a 0 to a 10?
5.
5, okay, ma'am. And gun control from a 0 to a 10?
6.
6. All right, ma'am. And voting rights from a 0 to a 10?
I'd say 7.
7. And environmental justice from a 0 to a 10?
5.
5. Okay. And moving on, ma'am, quickly. Thank you for your responses so far. Well, I'm going to read to you a list of laws that Biden administration and Democrats in Congress, and Democrats in Congress have passed over the past 3 years. I just want you to tell me for each law if it has impacted you a great deal, a fair amount, not that much, or not at all. For example, the first one, yes, ma'am, thank you. The first one does mention, ma'am, in a proclamation of granting pardon for the offense of simple possession of marijuana, President Biden pardoned all prior federal offenses of simple marijuana possession, all right, and urged governors to do the same. Has that impacted you a great deal, a fair amount, not that much, or not at all?
Not at all.
Not at all. All right. The strategy to counter domestic terrorism directed the Department of Homeland Security to allocate $77 million to state and local partners to combat domestic extremism and increase the screening process to ensure white supremacists don't work for federal, state, and local police departments. Has that impacted you a great deal, a fair amount? Not that much or not at all?
I'd say a fair amount.
A fair amount. Okay. And the Infrastructure Investment and Job Act provides more than $50 billion to expand access to clean drinking water as well as eliminate lead pipes. Has that impacted you a great deal? A fair amount? I'm sorry, ma'am. A fair amount, not that much or not at all?
Not that much.
Not that much. Okay, ma'am. And moving on quickly, thank you for your responses. I'm going to read to you some reasons that Black voters have said are convincing, all right, reasons to support the Biden-Harris ticket in 2024. I just want you to rate on a scale of a 0 to 10. 10 means it's an extremely convincing reason to vote in November 2024. 0 means it's not at all a convincing reason to vote in November. So the first one says, ma'am, I'm sorry, bear with me, it's just stuck a little. Okay, ma'am, the first one does say, all right, is Black Georgians have the power to determine our futures by electing who represents us in government. When it comes to electing our next president in 2024, we have a clear choice. We will continue to move forward, or will we go backwards? Will we fight for a future that includes the right to make decisions about our own health? Or will we let politicians who want to destroy our freedom to succeed? The choice is clear. This is our Georgia. This is our time. In 2024, it's up to decide our future. From a 0 to a 10, ma'am, how convincing is that to you?
5.
A 5. This one says, President Biden's administration has accomplished a lot, but those policies aren't well known because of our Republican-controlled state government blocks these federal investments that are supposed to help our communities. Medicaid expansion is a clear example of the Georgia legislator leaving many in need of health care uninsured while hospitals continue to close in our communities. It is time for us to understand the real reason Georgians are not seeing the impact of President Biden's policy. From a 0 to a 10, how convincing is that to you, ma'am?
7.
7. Okay. And moving on quickly, ma'am, we would like to know as well is, well, over the course of a survey, people change your minds. It's okay if you did not. But no matter, let me ask you again, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make change on issues that matter to you? Again, on a scale of a 0 to a 10, 0 means your vote has no power at all. 10 means your vote has a lot of power to make a change on issues that matter to you. From a 0 to a 10, ma'am?
5.
Moving on quickly, ma'am. Even though it's a little way off, let me ask you again as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the November 5th, 2024 general election for president, Congress, and other state and local offices? 0 means you will definitely not vote. 10 means you will definitely vote in 2024. From a 0 to a 10, ma'am?
10.
All right. Thank you for your responses. Would you say you care a great deal, a little bit, not that much, or not at all? Who is elected president in 2024?
I care a great deal.
Okay. And moving on, ma'am. If the November 5th, 2024 general election for president, Congress, and other state and local offices were held today, would you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, Cornel West, a third party candidate?
am, I guess, Biden.
Biden. Oh, okay. Yeah. No problem, ma'am. No problem. How much do you trust each of the following organizations for accurate election information, ma'am? For example, People's Agenda. Would you say you trusted a great deal, a fair amount, not that much, or not at all?
Not that much.
Not that much. Okay. And moving on, ma'am, we would like to know as well as Local Board of Elections. Do you trust it a great deal, a fair amount? For a month, not that much, or not at all?
Not that much.
Not that much. Okay. And moving on, ma'am, we would like to know as well as Fair Fight. Would you say you trusted a great deal, a fair amount, not that much, or not at all?
Give them maybe a fair amount.
A fair amount, okay. And Fair Count, did you say you trusted a great deal, a fair amount, not that much, or not at all?
Not that much. I'm not familiar with them.
Not that much. No problem. Mm-hmm. Black Voters Matters. Would you say you trust them a great deal, a fair amount, not that much, or not at all?
Not that much.
Okay, ma'am. And the Secretary of State, ma'am, would you say you trust them a great deal, a fair amount, not that much, or not at all?
No, not that much.
Okay. And New Georgia Project. Would you say you trust it a great deal, a fair amount, not that much, or not at all?
Not that much.
Not that much. All right. And moving on, ma'am. Pro-Georgia, would you say you trusted a great deal, a fair amount, not that much, or not at all?
Not that much.
Not that much. Okay. Moving on quickly, ma'am. Well, these last questions are for statistical purposes. Thank you for your responses so far. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as progressive, moderate, or conservative?
Moderate.
Moderate. Okay, ma'am. Do you consider yourself to be heterosexual or straight, lesbian or gay, bisexual?
Straight.
Okay. And moving on, ma'am, would you say you're married, unmarried with a partner, single, separated, or widowed?
I'm married.
Okay, ma'am. And moving on, are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
Under 18? No. Mm-hmm.
No? Okay. And how would you describe your employment status, ma'am? Would you say you're full-time, part-time, temporary laid off, unemployed, retired, permanently disabled, homemaker, or a student?
That's complicated. I'm a business owner that works also part-time.
Oh, part-time. No problem, ma'am.
Okay, part-time.
Okay, mm-hmm. Last year, 2022, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Would you say less than $25,000, $25,000 to $35,000, $35,000 to $45,000, $45,000 to $55,000, $55,000 to $65,000, $65,000 to $75,000, $75,000 to $85,000, $85,000 to $100,000, $100,000 to $250,000, or over $250,000.
Over $250,000.
No problem, ma'am. Well, finally, ma'am, we would like to invite you to become Georgia Knowledge Expert. What this means is we would like your opinion on different topics for the remainder of 2023 through December 2024. During this time, we may invite you to participate in focus groups, take short surveys by phone, text, or email, invite you to events going on in your community, and or simply remind you of upcoming elections. As a thank you for serving as a Georgia Knowledge Expert, we'd like to offer you a $10 Amazon gift card. Would you like to serve as a Georgia Knowledge Expert? Would you say a yes or a no, ma'am?
No, thank you.
No problem. All right, ma'am. Thank you so much for your answers. Your survey did help us a lot, ma'am. Thank you, ma'am. Have a nice day. Thank you.
You too as well. Bye-bye.